fight. Fight and dance with the devil.
All right. Welcome to the SMBFC.net podcast with Sal and Sam. Once again, this is Sal.
This is Sam. Hey, you crazy sheep fuckers.
That's right. We are fucking retarded. I have no idea what to say. And don't forget to email us at smbfc.net@gmail.com. And smbfc.net, for your benefit, stands for Smoke My Big Fat Cock. And then periodnet@gmail.com in case you want to send us some hate mail.
Hey, you crazy sheep fuckers.
We are very sympathetic to those people who like to bugger sheep.
Or even those who like to have vaginal sex with sheep. I mean, they don't have to necessarily bugger them.
That's true. I didn't realize the bugger was actually the gay term for... Is that what it, I assume it's British, right?
Yes, it's a British term for sodomy.
Really?
That is correct, yes.
I didn't realize it was actually, like, just for sodomy.
Oh, it's just for sodomy.
I thought it was just unwanted sex.
No, no, no. They still just call that rape.
Oh, okay, cool. So anyway, if you're just joining us, I'm Sal. And I am drinking, so shut up.
And I'm Sam, and we can edit that last part out later.
Oh, absolutely. And you won't even know what the hell we're talking about, so...
The joke's on you!
Careful. Yes, as we just pointed out, that's Sam. Or Sam also likes to be known as, Sam, you like to be called Masterfucker, is that correct?
I like to be called. That's simply what I am and what I do.
You Masterfuck.
Yes, I am Masterfucker.
And you don't, you're not the Masterfucker.
No, no, no. I am Masterfucker. You see, fucking is my art form. It is the way I create. It is the meaning and core of my existence. And for that, I've become the master. So I am Masterfucker.
So if we could compare it to other art forms, like Bob Ross is a master painter, and you...
No, no, no. Bob Ross is a complete hack. Leonardo da Vinci is a master painter. And I am to fuck like Leonardo da Vinci is to paint.
Oh, I see. So Bob Ross isn't great, isn't one of the greatest of artists enough for you to like be compared to him.
No, Bob Ross is simply a human quaalude.
Oh, okay. Especially compared to your fucking prowess.
Yes. If he were a painter like I am a fucker, then he would blow people's minds when he was painting. Like, literally, like, people's eyes would melt out of their skulls, and their hair would catch on fire watching him paint. That is the mental equivalent of what happens to people when I fuck them. They're just completely destroyed and wrecked as people, and can barely go on living afterwards because the fuck has ended.
This isn't just limited to heterosexual fucking, then.
Oh, well, I am totally heterosexual, but if I were to fuck a dude, he would become the biggest queer in the history of the world. Absolutely flaming homosexual forever and ever.
Because the fucking he received would have turned him gay.
The railing would have turned him completely gay, and he couldn't even look at women anymore.
And, I guess the opposite effect happens to the women that you, that you so succinctly put railed.
What, the opposite effect, like they would become leses?
No, it's not like your fucking turns people gay. It's more like when you go into the realm of like women, you know, you make them, I guess, ecstatic. And when you fuck men, you know, even though they're not gay, if that were to be happening, you would turn them gay. Like, you would make, like, even if it was unwanted, you would make them want it.
Well, yeah, it's not even really being gay. It's just wanting to receive the masterfuck again.
So,
both men and women, you know, desire the masterfuck.
So it's not really limited to men. Like, it's that's actually to, like, to say that you're railing them and then turning them gay, that's not really accurate because no other man would do.
Oh, no, not really. I mean, because, you know, the women, like, their other personal relationships would be completely sabotaged and destroyed. Because, you know, once they've had Masterfucker, like, where could they put, like, how can they establish another sexual relationship with anyone? Because all they're going to be, their mind is going to be focused like a microscope on that experience that totally changed their existence and their lives, and they've become sort of mindlessly devoted to being, like, zealots of Masterfucker.
They will be preoccupied with anything else. Like, they can only think about the fucking they received, the fucking that they could have someday.
Yes, it becomes upset. It's like 10 times, it's super fired heroin, man. And it's not even relegated to men and women. We're talking all creatures, great and small.
So your cock is the needle. The heroin that is your fucking.
That is correct. And the man yogurt is the heroin itself. The addictive substance. But it's not even the substance itself. It is the experience of Masterfuck.
So does the experience, you said that it changes them. If you were, so does that mean, like, is your fucking just pure ecstasy? Or is it more like, if you, like, fuck a tree, it will grow, like, extra large? Or, like, if you fuck, like, a car, it will be much cooler than it used to be? Now Masterfucker has to answer the master phone, so we'll be right back. Oh, thank God you've returned.
Oh, Masterfucker has returned.
This is what happens when a woman tells a man that they are even halfway decent at the art of having sex with them. They all of a sudden turn into this, like, this monster of testosterone.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a girl was like, oh, I almost got there, honey. Oh, man, I am the best.
Then the next time, you might as well just kill yourself, because there'll be no higher level of pleasure that you could receive.
The next time you'll get there, you'll almost get there even more.
I am almost really good at this. Which makes me really fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is getting personal, but, like, when... So, if you're... Let's say you're in a situation with a woman. We don't even have to use, like, recent women. We could just say... overall, when you're with a woman and you're in a private setting and you're... You get the inkling that fucking is about to happen. Do you slip into the persona of Masterfucker? And if so, how long does that last? I don't even know what would happen.
Let's just say that Masterfucker is revealed. He sort of grows out like, you know, a tree producing its leaves in the springtime. It sort of unfurls and springs forth like a flower opening up. Only it's a hideous, like, cock-shaped flower.
And it goes out and rapes everything it finds.
No, there will be no rape.
Oh, no, okay, so I'm... Maybe, because I wanted to establish right here, for the people at home, that Masterfucker is not, like, a master rapist. Like, Masterfucker only fucks willing participants.
Masterfucker loves the ladies, and wants consensual Masterfuck. Like, you cannot receive the Masterfuck if you are unwilling, but willingness is almost guaranteed.
So the rarity of, like, actually intercourse with men probably occurs, like, let's say you're Masterfucking a woman, and then a dude walks by, and then he just gets pulled into, like, the gravity that the fucking produces, and that's when he gets involved. Like, it's not like you just go out and you're like, hey, dude, what's going on? He's like, not much, and you're like, well, guess what?
Or what may happen is, let's say there is a woman, a mate, if you will, who gets sucked into the vortex that is Masterfuck. And, you know, she's getting it and, of course, going crazy and loving it. But her boyfriend, perhaps, arrives and sees his woman receiving the Masterfuck.
His woman, now your woman.
Yes, he may seek to intervene. The Masterfuck, and then perhaps will receive, either accidentally or intentionally, some piece of the Masterfucking.
Then he'll just require it from then on out.
Well, yeah, then he will become sort of a Masterfuck fiend.
Much like all the women.
Much like all the women. The willing subjects and zealots of Masterfuck.
I see. So we've talked about that for 10 minutes. Maybe we should move on. So anything else on your mind? Or because I can just whip out a conversation.
There is no escape from Master Fucker.
Do not fuck me. I will kill you. Because I don't care if you are a sex wizard.
Sexual warlock cell.
Oh, sorry.
To your earlier question, the master fucking cannot change the physical properties of things.
Oh, okay. So, like, yeah, you can't make, like, a Pinto into, like, a Corvette by fucking it.
No, I can't even melt a grilled cheese sandwich.
The subtext, of course, we can go into for hours, but let's try to concentrate on this topic at hand. So, we were talking earlier, and by earlier I mean, like, a few days ago, about Planet of the Apes. And I was thinking about the idea of, like, an alien culture being based off of, like, an indigenous species that we know about. You know, like, apes, or... I don't remember what sci-fi literature it is, but, like, you know, with giant cat people.
That would be the... Wing Commander series had the giant cat people. I believe they were Kilrathi.
Okay. My question is, okay, you are part of an experimental space program. You have gone through this, like, interdimensional wormhole, so to speak. You land on a familiar yet foreign planet, and you find that the indigenous species walk like a man, talk like men, and have a society based off of human culture. But they are a highly evolved animal species, one that we are used to having subjugated. What is the most terrifying species of animal in a Planet of the Apes setting that you could imagine?
The most terrifying?
Yes, like, you look up and you hear the boo doo doo doo, and they're on horses and they're about to throw a net on you. What makes you shit your pants and get netted?
Oh, crap. This deserves some really deep thought.
Well, and we'll also have to put out there that somewhere along the trip you've lost your master fucking capabilities, so there is no escape.
Yes, of course. I think, you know, I would be in a particularly different situation.
Well, let's not get ridiculous, okay?
Oh, no, we would need to rein it in a little, because there are many terrifying animal species out there.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, Planet of the Bears, or, like, Planet of the Aardvarks.
I think, perhaps chipmunks.
Chipmunks would be a, would they be large?
Yes.
They'd be man-sized chipmunks?
Perhaps, yeah. Like man-sized Chippendales riding horses coming after you with nets and spears or... Oh, they had, like, rifles, too. Shit. Rifles, oh my god. How horrific. Because they're a chipmunk the size of a man. I mean, his teeth are going to really be huge. They're going to be like 4 inches long. He can fucking bite your arm off.
Well, that's true. The difference, of course, being that, like, you know, most of these animals have, like, a natural, you know, physical defense mechanism built in. Like a chipmunk has those teeth that can break nuts that, of course, now can crush human skulls. But, like, apes are pretty much very close to man. It's not like apes have, like, a special tail that can, like knock your head off or anything like that.
Goats would be very scary.
That'd be great. Of course, they wouldn't. They probably would just ride themselves. You know, because they wouldn't be on horseback. They're goats.
Well, they're goat men.
Okay.
Goats would just be scary because goats are ugly and freaky looking, kind of gross.
And they kick, and they have those horns.
Well, I don't think the kicks would really be a big issue after they become human-aided.
Well, maybe if they were directed by Tim Burton.
I'm sure they would be doing all kinds of ridiculous goat-related activities. Like, you know, they could, like, chew through a door or something to get to you. Like, oh my god, the goats! You can't stop them! They just eat through everything!
Planet of the Goats. Tim Burton's Planet of the Goats. Because the original one, you know, made in, like, 1960s, like, that Planet of the Goats, you know, they would just have goat heads. It would probably just be men with goat heads. And they would be like... And, like, at the council chamber scene when, like, Taylor's on trial, now it's Chafin on trial, they're like, tell me... You got the Billy Goat's gruff, like, tell me, Chafin, why does man have no soul? Whereas the Tim Burton version, they would be, like, chewing through fucking tin doors, and they would, like, kick doors down.
You'd have the... the warrior goats with, like, big ram horns, and they could, like, knock down, like, giant walls and, like, big stone buildings, like, wham, crumble, oh my god.
I can actually imagine them kind of being, like, marketed almost like the Predators, where it's like, you've got the mountain goats, and you've got the rams, and you've got the sheep. And of course, the sheep could be just a brilliant societal political allegory where they just do whatever it is that the head rams tell them what to do.
Oh, absolutely. And that would be the message, you know, it would be about conformity and control of an industrial military complex.
Right, like human beings being introduced to this, be like, stop acting like sheep! And it's like, but that's all we are! I think we've got ourselves a fucking hit right here. Like, all right, now, we've got Tim Burton's Planet of the Goats. Who is going to be our Marky Mark? What washed-up singer-songwriter from a bygone era would you use to be our leading man?
Who's that guy who was married to Britney Spears?
Kevin Federline?
Yeah, let's use him.
Kevin Federline as your hero. Now, would you keep the name? Would you want him to still be known as Chafin, or would he be something else?
I think he could take on, you know, any number of interesting ethnic names, like Crivelli, for instance.
Well, you know, he doesn't really strike me, Kevin Federline, as an Italian.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger in any of his dozen movies doesn't strike me as a Smith or, like, or John, anything, really.
I always assumed that when Schwarzenegger got, like, whenever his character got off the boat, because he's obviously not a born American, he was like, they were like, name, he's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they were like, okay, John Smith, welcome to America.
That might be, but, you know, it still seems pretty unlikely.
All right, so we got Federline and the Tim Burton Planet of the Goats. And of course, we got like the head ram. He's a, you know, and he's gonna be like the main antagonist for the. And they got Tim Roth, which of course, you know, it's an odd choice, but you know, he's a decent actor, and he's been in a lot. He's got a lot of indie cred. So we'd have to go into the indie cinemas to find our head goat. So
I think we should really go for our head goat. I think Brian Cox.
Oh, Brian Cox would be a great. He'd be like the goat general. He could be the Billy Goat.
Yeah, the Billy Goat. We could call him Billy.
And he would not find that, like, the character wouldn't understand that or appreciate the irony in it whatsoever.
Or at least not if Billy, you know, he could be, like, William.
Right, or, and his second in command, who could be played by some like, very talented but underappreciated actor, like Ving Rhames or something. He could be known as Gruff. That's his nickname.
Oh, that would be perfect.
And then, of course, you've got the. You've got to fucking have Dr. Zaius. Who's going to be the Dr. Zaius of goats? My vote would be Christopher Walken. Would be the Dr. Zaius goat.
That would be perfect. And if we're going to have a goat world, we're going to have to get Jim Brewer to be somebody.
Oh my god! You know what would be funny? You remember how? Did you see the Tim Burton travesty?
Unfortunately, yes, I did.
Well, so you know how they put Charlton Heston in an ape suit? Like, he just played, you know, a fat ape in a really socially awkward... And by socially awkward, I mean, like, I was in there and I felt, like, awkward in my own body. But it was that, like, sex scene where, like, the two apes are, like, ready to go. And, like, they do their, like, ape mating screeches and whatnot. I believe Charlton Heston played that one.
I must have blocked that out.
That's probably for the best.
It's a good thing I didn't answer the phone with, "Who dares disturb Master Fucker?"
Your mom's like, "What?"
Because it was my dad.
Your dad's like, Sam, don't leave. I'll be home in like half an hour. You just stay there. We need to chat.
I would be looking for a new place to live.
What would be great is that the conversation that happens afterwards would be like, he sits you down and he's like, "Sam, let me tell you something about you. There's only one master fucker, and it's me." You can be Deputy Diddles. He'd sit you down and be very serious. He'd be like, "Listen, Sam, like, we really need to talk. Look at me. This masterfucker business." And you're like, "I'm sorry, Dad. It was I was talking to Sal. We were just playing around." "No, look at me. I am the only masterfucker here." You start throwing it around like it means nothing.
This is a serious situation. This is a serious title. You have to earn.
You have to earn it. I haven't heard about it. I didn't get the memo from all the legions of women. And you're like, "What? And your mom's like, it's okay, I understand.
I have to go.
And you're like, what? I gotta go home. A new one. I need a new family. This one's really scary.
Sal, can I live with your family for a while?
Sure. Yeah, I'm gonna abandon the whole Tim Burton Planet of the Goats movie. It's just, you know what? The movie fucking bombed. Didn't work out. And that's because it was terrible. It's just, fuck that. Fuck Tim Burton.
You know what? I've seen several Tim Burton movies. A lot of people seem to really like Batman. I watched it again recently. Wasn't that good.
Yeah, when you've got nothing else to compare... When you've got Adam West to compare it to, it's pretty B.A. When you've got Batman Begins to compare it to, I think there's no comparison, honestly. I really fucking like Batman Begins. Yeah, the new one. Especially compared to the Tim Burton one. I was like, yeah, you know what? And then fucking Batman Returns. You know what? People are like, no, you know what? It's really dark and really cool, and it's better than Batman Forever. And I've got four words for you. Penguins with rocket launchers. All right? It's fucking penguins with rocket launchers. No. Absolutely not.
I'd forgotten about the penguins with the rocket launchers. Oh my god. How cartoonish.
It's not even a cartoon. Like, the Batman cartoon was around back then, and they were like, no fucking way.
We can't put rocket launchers on penguins. That's ridiculous. No one would believe that for a second.
And this is a cartoon show. No one would watch it. Our audience, which was comprised of us back then, you know, these 10-year-olds aren't going to want to watch this.
Our audience of 11-year-old boys aren't going to believe this.
They're far more sophisticated than penguins with... I think we can do a little better than penguins with rocket launchers, please. And that's where we got Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, which is awesome.
I always, like... And I'm always surprised to find the dude who played the voice of Ra's al Ghul, like, just popping up. Like, dude, you still have never seen Titanic, right?
No, I haven't, but I know that he was the MCP in Tron.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. Awesome.
That's awesome. I actually feel like the Clerks cartoon show's Leonardo is a little bit based off of Ra's al Ghul, just like in his inflection. I mean, I know it's obviously Alec Baldwin, but it's just like, when you compare, like, it looks like I've bested you again, detective, and, oh my god, the kid in the helmet. Yes, look at him. It's these two very nefarious faux European, very egregious.
Almost... like, overly British. Like, British to the extreme!
Yeah, even Brits are like, oh my god. Who is this?
Great heavens. That's amazingly British.
Blimey, how British!
Crikey!
It's so British, I've gone Australian! Where's my wallaby and boomerang? Oi, 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 oi.
Cobblers.
He's no good to me dead. I've become Django. Django Owen, Crocodile Jedi Hunter.
What if he went like Cockney and Oi, Governor!
Exactly.
He's no good to me, dead.
Please, sir, can I have some more smugglers? Vader can be like, more? They would just turn into Oliver Twist. And that would be better than the fucking prequels.
First you must sweep my chimney.
I think you're going into the Mary Poppins realm. A spoonful of sugar. Blah, 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 blah. A conversation has taken a turn for the silly. And I think that's perfectly perfect place for us to end our conversation.
Oh, is it perfectly perfect?
It's so perfect, it's even more perfect than I could have imagined.
Because we wouldn't want to just be moderately perfect.
This is perfectly perfect plus.
Double plus perfect?
Exactly. This is Brave New World shit right here. This is double plus good, my friend. So that was about it. Don't forget to email us, you crazy sheep fuckers. And so thanks a lot for having us.
Yes, we really appreciate the listenership that we have no idea about or interaction with.
So thanks a lot. All right.
You're not.
That's right. Yeah, it's true. And I nod a lot during our conversations. Like, you'll be saying shit, and I'm like, yes! But, like, I don't say yes. I say it with my fucking retarded bobbing head. And you're like, I can tell, like, every once in a while, you're like, fucking Sal, they can't hear you. But I don't want to interrupt you. I don't want to be like, yes, I hear you. Like, because that's the kind of, like, I fucking hate radio for that exact reason. When they do interviews and they're like, you know, like, you got the interview. Like, you got, like, Orson Scott Card or, like, Kevin Smith, like, up on your fucking show. And you're asking them questions. And they're like, you know, telling you something that you totally identify with. And you hear the radio DJ be like, yes, I agree. And you're like, I do not give a shit that you agree.
I think that is probably the mark of a really bad interviewer, and probably the mark of a guy who's used to just playing discs and talking about commercials, and not someone who is primarily in their profession, interviews people and gets information on the radio.
Yes, I agree. So, thanks for listening. Once again, this is Sal, and of course, Masterfucker.
Sam.
Oh, now it's Sam.
Remember, there is no escape from Masterfucker.
He's serious. I'm afraid for my ass right now. And with that, farewell.